Chapter 7. Hoisung stares at the email. His head is killing him, and he woke up alone with the damn ill-advised butt plug still lodged in his ass and spunk drying inside his briefs. And although he'd love to imagine that Ming Tsui was connected with this, he's fairly sure that Ming Tsui was completely standoffish and proper last night and never laid a finger on him. So much for his plan to admit it all and throw himself on Ming Tsui's mercy. Ming Tsui was already at work when he woke up. There was a note on the fridge with a smiley face and something brotherly and admonishing about being sure to drink lots of water. He'd left headache medicine out on the counter, along with the makings of breakfast. Now Hoisung is showered and hydrated and wearing Ming Tsui's clean underwear. God help him. He should be ready to face the world and deal with his shit. But apparently he is not ready to deal with Ming Tsui sending him kind, careful emails full of total fucking lies that explain, oh so carefully, why there can be no more cam sessions and why he won't be needing his photoshoots after all. Hoisung wants to cry. It isn't fair, damn it. Not now. Not now that they're both already in it up to their necks and nobody is being harmed, for fuck's sakes. How is it anybody else's business after all? Ming Tsui said that he wanted him. Even after he saw his face, he said, God damn it. He couldn't have been making it all up, just trying to keep Hoisung's feelings from being hurt. He wouldn't have done what he did. He was into it, damn it. He was. Hoisung would swear it. He sounded so wrecked, yes, but still turned on, still sincere when he was saying all those things about Hoisung. Surely it wasn't just a pose. But Hoisung was right here, available, practically sitting in his lap. If he'd wanted to touch him, to kiss him, to... if he'd wanted anything at all, Hoisung was right there, goddammit. And Ming Tsui was just the same as he always is. Gruff and overbearing, yes, but sweet underneath it. Caring. Fuck. No, he types back and sends it. And that's not going to work, is it? Because you can't say that to your patron, especially when they're not proposing to take anything away from you. Quite the reverse, but still. Please, Duga, one last time. Not both remaining sessions, and not the photo shoots, okay? If you're so busy right now. But please, can't we say goodbye properly? I thought this meant something to you. It meant something to me. I never did something like this before, and I don't want to feel like you just used me and threw me away. Please talk to me. We don't have to do anything else. I can be good. Please, Duga? Just one more time? Hoisung bites his lip and hits send. He knows Ming Tsui very well indeed, and he doesn't think that his brother will be able to resist this request. But he isn't sure. So when the reply comes a few minutes later, he heaves a massive sigh of relief to see that Ming Tsui has crumpled.
One more time, then. 9 p.m.
I made you feel bad, Duga, says Hoisung, when the light comes on. He's fully dressed. Black jeans, a white t-shirt, and a long-sleeved white denim jacket with bright embroidery on the sleeves. It's an outfit Ming Tsui has seen him wear a dozen times. Hoisung isn't trying to be anyone else right now. There's a short silence, and Hoisung can just imagine Ming Tsui's crumpled brow, his earnest expression.
No, he says at last. I made myself feel bad. I think you are a very talented artist, Didi, and I think I've been taking advantage of you, and you've been letting me because you need the money, and none of that is fair or right. You deserve better than that.
Duga!
Hoisung protests. Please, hear me out. You have given me very much more than you needed to. I think perhaps more than you intended to, and I have let you. I've encouraged you because I'm selfish and greedy and you were very hard to resist. But I knew better and I should have done better. I'm old enough to make my own choices, says Hoisang, truculently. Meng Tui's laugh is warm and rueful. Pouting like that does not help your argument, Didi. But, Hoisang bites his lip. Didn't you mean it? All the things you said? The silence grows. Hoisang feels like he could weep. Because I did. I really did, Daga. I meant every word. You don't even know me, says Meng Tui. He sounds frustrated, almost angry. Hoisang draws a breath to argue back and then stops. Sighs. I know that you're kind, he says. You've been very kind, Daga, and firm, and used to being in charge, but mostly kind. Meng Tui's laughter is desperate. I haven't been kind. I've used you abominably. I am thoroughly ashamed of myself. He swallows audibly. Hoisang wonders whether he had to nerve himself for this session with a glass of whiskey. Look, you don't need to debase yourself like this and make yourself vulnerable to total strangers like this, just to make your art. Your art is wonderful. It's painfully erotic, and it's true that you're not taking photographs of daffodils, but it's still wonderful. Even I can see that. It should be in a gallery, not on fucking Tumblr. You shouldn't be doing this, and I shouldn't let you. He sounds absolutely wretched. And I shouldn't be doing this, and you shouldn't be letting me. Oh, says Hoisang. That's a lot. He stares at the camera. You think my art is wonderful? He says softly, feeling almost shy. I think that's pretty obvious, isn't it? That's what got us into this mess in the first place. So it's not just, how to ask this. I thought maybe you just liked me? Whichever way he asks this, it sounds arrogant. Hoisang can't look at the camera. I do, says Meng Tui, his voice a miserable rasp. You're so... Hoisang hears the clink of ice cubes and an audible gulp. You're exactly my type. Your everything is just... I've been hopelessly gone for years, God help me. But that isn't the point, don't you see? Because it's not just the model that makes them wonderful pictures. You know how to make someone see, somehow. The way you use light and shadow and... I don't know the right words for this. I'm not an expert. You know that, Hoisang. You taught me most of what I know about art. But I know beauty when I see it, and it's not just there in the pictures because of your body. It's because you're finding it in the world and you're capturing it in your images. Hoisang stops breathing when Meng Tui says his name. He's waiting for Meng Tui to realize what he did. But seconds tick by, and the moment doesn't come. Fuck. He feels like his heart has grown 5 sizes, like he's on the verge of tears again. You really do like my art, he says, half laughing. He doesn't know what to do about all the feelings he's experiencing right now. I love it, says Meng Tui miserably. And I love you, but I can't do this to you. You deserve better. It's wrong. You love me? He knows that, of course. He knows that perfectly well, but it means something different here and now. All of me? Of course I do. You don't know me, says Hoisang, staring into the camera. You don't know my name or where I'm from or what my days are like. How can you say you love me? Well, perhaps I don't love you then, says Meng Tui, his voice twisting a little. Perhaps I love the idea I have of you. But I think I know you pretty well by now, and I know you deserve better than this. You deserve the best of everything, and this is not the best. But what if it's what I want? asks Hoisang, very seriously, trying to will Ming Tsui into understanding. He could just address him by name, perhaps, and reveal all, but he doesn't think it will go so well. This isn't the way. What if you are what I want?
I can't be,
says Ming Tsui with absolute certainty. He makes a choked sound that's somewhere between a laugh and a sob.
God, you wouldn't say that if you knew. I could be anyone. I could be a serial killer, for God's sakes. And you're giving so much of yourself away like this. Please, please just stop. I can't take much more of this. It's so wrong, Dee Dee.
Hoisang scrapes the back of his hand roughly against his eyes. So, this is really the last time? He says.
It is. I'm sorry I've ruined your Kickstarter a little bit, but obviously you should keep the money. I really want you to publish your book.
Hoisang nods, slowly, glancing around the room, then looks back to the camera. Duga, will you do one thing for me?
Anything.
Will you just, this one last time, indulge me? I'm not asking you to do anything with me right now. I won't touch myself. I just want to have something to remember you by. Please? He ventures a smile. He's trying for rakish, but he's afraid it's a little wobbly. Let your imagine run riot for me. One last time, Daga?
What do you mean?
Asks Nie Ming Tui cautiously. And Hoisang tells him.